With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major breakthrough in negotiations to end the war in Gaza. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump announced that Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of his plan to pause fighting and release at least some hostages and prisoners. Following the announcement, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said, quote, "With God's help, we will bring them all home." Negotiators have been meeting in Egypt this week to hash out a U.S.-drafted peace plan. The president ended his social media post statement by saying, "Blessed are the peacemakers." Greg Clugston, Washington.
No deal yet on Capitol Hill to the government up and to get it up and running, but that's okay. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has it all figured out.
It's not Democrats who are threatening to fire people or threatening to withhold back pay. It's the Republican side, Donald Trump, saying all of this. And the American people know it and will blame them for these mass firings and chaos.
Majority Leader John Thune, though, says Democrats think they have a way to reopen the government.
They've got a bill, a proposal, that they say keeps the government open, that can't pass the Senate, wouldn't pass the House, and wouldn't be signed into law by the president. You tell me who is responsible for the government shutdown.
Former FBI Director James Comey has pled not guilty to lying to Congress. Comey made that first court appearance Wednesday in a Justice Department criminal case accusing him of lying to Congress 5 years ago. Proceedings kickstart a process of legal wrangling. His defense lawyers likely to ask the indictment be dismissed even before trial. Certain morning, a group representing major U.S. airlines say it is imperative the FAA accomplish some quick wins to overhaul the aging air traffic control system. This is SRN News. Americans talk about gambling.
Betting on sports used to be illegal in this country and morally taboo as well, but now states are legalizing and it's spreading like wildfire, and a lot of people say that's a bad thing. According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 43% of adults believe that gambling is bad for society, compared to 50% who think it is neutral. This isn't preventing a lot of Americans from placing bets, however, nearly 1 in 4 over the last year. Michael Harrington reporting.
British government says it will give police stronger powers to restrict repeated protests. Now, this comes after 500 people arrested at a demonstration supporting a banned pro-Palestinian group. Home Office says it will change the law so police may consider the impact of frequent protests on local areas. Some Jews say the demonstrations have created a threatening atmosphere and allowing anti-Semitism to spread. This is SRN News. A form on the hotly contested race in New York City for mayor, although Democratic Socialist candidate Zohran Mamdani is the leading candidate right now. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo in the latest polls he's right up there behind him. Now, on a broadcast carried on AM 970, The Answer in New York, nationally syndicated talk radio host Mike Gallagher says he's backing the Republican candidate, Curtis Sliwa.
I don't think the numbers favor Curtis in any way, shape, or form. The numbers didn't favor Donald Trump in 2016 either. Hillary had a 93% chance of winning the election. So you go in as an American, you go in as a New Yorker, and you vote your principles, you vote your convictions, and you let God sort it out. But you move heaven and earth to vote for the guy who you know would be a better mayor than Andrew Cuomo, and that's Curtis Sliwa. That's Mr. Law and Order.
More details at srnnews.com.